Well, divorce can be a very difficult thing to go through, especially if you're a farmer. Joining me now is Jackie Hallberg, Executive Director of Mediation and Restorative Services based out of Muskegon, serving the Western Michigan area. And Jackie, when it comes to divorce, what options and services are available for Michigan farmers through the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program?
Divorce is tough for everybody. There's emotions, there's financial concerns. Depending on if your children are underage or if they're grown, there's different things that are involved. So divorce is tough anyways. And then when you throw into having a business as a farm, and generally, not always, but both of the partners are usually business partners as well. And so trying to coordinate the divorce process in terms of all the business areas with the farms and what time of year the farm is producing the most money and all the different things that add up to it. The ag program through the state of Michigan is amazing because any community in the entire state of Michigan qualifies for this if you're a farmer and you have a need to have somebody that's neutral in that room to help organize your thoughts to see what is the best and most fair situation for you and your partner and your family and possibly the legacy of the farm.
When we think about divorce, we think about movies that show lawyers involved, like Kramer versus Kramer, the film with Dustin Hoffman and Meryl Streep from years ago. And you think about divorce lawyers and having to spend thousands upon thousands of dollars for an attorney and attorney's fees. But if this is one thing that can certainly save farmers a great deal of cost is going through the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, Jackie.
Absolutely. Almost every case that goes through the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program is free of charge. Now, you can still have an attorney present. Our mediators are available to mediate divorce cases and business dissolutions or separations with attorneys present or without them present. So not only are we talking saving a ton of money, we are talking about saving a ton of time. Going through traditional court systems can really have a delay depending on if your attorneys are going to ask for chances to move it back and get more information. And when your attorneys just speak for yourself during a mediation, you may not be able to deal with some of the emotion that comes up, or you may not feel like your voice was heard. And mediation really gives that opportunity to voice the concerns, to focus on what is the best end of the marriage and the business partnership, if that is a plan for both parties.
Jackie, in the state of Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, it's a no-fault divorce state. Also, assets are divided 50-50 if there's not otherwise a prenuptial agreement before the marriage. What are some of the other laws and regulations in the state of Michigan regarding divorce proceedings when it comes to not just farm situations, but divorce proceedings across the board that you have had to discuss with farmers and others through mediation?
So as a mediation center or any of our mediators, we will never give legal advice. That is not our role. Our role is to help the parties come together to resolve the situation the best as they want. There are certain things like child support that is not able to be mediated. So if you have minor children, that's a whole nother realm. However, in the mediation, we can help you decide who gets the children on Christmas? Who's going to have them on their birthday? What is summer vacation going to look like? Are the children going to work on the farm? Are the children planning on being the legacy of the farm and take ownership when they become of a certain age? If those partners can't agree on that, it can take years through the court system. It could take a lot more money and a lot of other issues. So in Michigan, it's generally if you have minor children, you have to wait at least 6 months before the divorce is finalized. And then it is up to the judge to decide what that exact resolution is. Sometimes spousal support may be part of the judge's order, especially if one of the partners was like a silent partner in the farm and they kept the house together or the children together. If their name isn't on that paperwork, what does that look like? And so in mediation, we can come together and we can see what does one side say is fair and the other side says is fair, and they can work towards a compromise and something that can be more of a win-win situation than a judge having that ultimate ruling without them having their voices in there and it just being contentious. So the judges look at all the mediation contracts through the divorce, and they make sure that it is a fair agreement. And they make sure that both of the parties were of sound mind when they signed it, of course. But then they get to say, I agreed to this. This makes sense for me and for my former or about to be former spouse and my children or my legacy, if that's something that's going to be involved in the farm.
Chatting with Jackie Hallberg, Executive Director of the Mediation and Restorative Services, based out of West Michigan, the Muskegon area, if you will. When you think about divorce, there's a lot of emotion involved. But then if you and your wife or you and your husband are business owners or share in the ownership of a business, in particular a farm operation, that's even more of a challenge for anyone going through a divorce because, as you mentioned, when you have finances, when you have children involved, but when you have major assets like farm equipment and farmland, that can make it a lot more involved of a process if you are a Michigan farmer going through a divorce.
Oh, absolutely. And depending on the season, if you are out on your fields for 12 to 18 hours a day because it's harvesting season, it's planting season, or if your crops got damaged, if there's a lot of weather and you're not feeling like you're going to make the compensation you expected, that brings on so much extra stress and that brings on so much opportunity for the partners to not have a time to really talk or to talk in a calmer way. So those attitudes and that stress can really add up. So depending on when the divorce is even decided or when they decide they might want to separate. Now, the cool thing is too, is you don't just have to use mediation when you're officially ready to divorce. You as a partner could actually come in before you make that final decision. Mediation is not marital counseling, but it can help you communicate in a different way and talk about what are the steps before we decide we may want to separate the family, the divorce, or the farm situation. And so we can actually do those almost pre-divorce mediations or relationship mediations per se that might be able to help that communication, especially, like I said, during certain times of the year when the partners don't really see each other very often, or there's a lot more intensity with the weather and the crops and the harvesting, which you just don't get when you have a 9-to-5 job and you come home and you get to see your spouse at the end of the day and talk and brainstorm and think about other things. So farming has a whole different aspect, and the world only goes around because of farmers, and we want to make sure that they're supported as much as possible through any of those decisions. So one of the things that I want to make sure everybody knows is that you don't have to wait until things are so contentious to go through mediation. You can start using our services as soon as there's some disagreements. Maybe you're having trouble talking about where the kids need to go to school or their medical decisions or if they should be working on the farm with you or anything else. It's important to start realizing you can communicate with a neutral mediator in that in your space. It's confidential. They're not going to go to your neighbors. They're not going to go to your employees and tell them what you talked about. So mediation is a great option. And the sooner you can use a mediation service, usually the sooner the resolution happens and you can just feel a little happier and safer.
Jackie, if a farmer is listening and if they're starting to go through this process of divorce, or if they need mediation services for any sort of situation, how's the best way to get a hold of you and your team? And if they live outside of the Western Michigan area, how's the best way to get a hold of someone through the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program?
Oh, thank you so much for asking that, because no matter where you're sitting in the state of Michigan, where your farm is, if you've had to move away from your farm, you can call one number. It's 1-800-616-7863, or you can visit MichiganMediates.org, and that will direct you to the local mediation center that would be best service to you. You'll have just a few questions that they want to make sure that it's an appropriate situation, and then they will go ahead and send you forward to the right mediation center. So if you're over on the west side in the counties of Muskegon, Oceana, Mason, or Manistee, you'll talk to somebody in my office. If you're somewhere else in Michigan, they'll make sure to get you connected to the closest center you have.
Once again, Jackie Hallberg, Executive Director of Mediation and Restorative Services, based out of the Western Michigan area, Muskegon, if you will. And Jackie, thank you so much for joining us here today on Michigan Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.